It's Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And now, live from London, it's the Chris Moyle Show. Coming up today, David the Deal will be telling us his top tips for picking up a nice little secondhand motor in our new feature, The Deals on Wheels.
Bad to the bone. Bad.
But now, please welcome a man who isn't a Cockney spiv. It's Chris Moyles.
How childish are we?
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Thin Lizzy, and Will. Radio 1's very own Delta Force.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Thanks very much to Mark and Lard for the last couple of hours. They really are crazy, crazy kids, aren't they? What?
Yes.
Right, go on. Do you not agree?
I do agree. Crazy kids.
Crazy kids. It's like a 200-mile joke, isn't it?
Are you going to explain to the class? Or
yeah, you explain it.
Well, basically, they were playing the and then you were playing the ding.
But I've also got
I know. Yeah. But 200 miles apart, just at the end of the show, very funny.
And their producer, Joe...
Apologised
to our producer, Will, going, I'm sorry about that. What are you talking about? It was hilarious. That's the best. That's the highlight of our show.
It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, once we started talking, that's it. So this morning I was out. I went running on my own today with just me and Jane, gym lady Jane.
Yeah.
So it's been my fourth this week. So it's been my sixth outing so far. Thank you. I feel very proud. By the way, a friend of mine, Pete, was saying to me, he came out of the flat this afternoon, and he was really supporting me by straight away walking into the flat, having a coffee and lighting up a fag, right, after I'd just finished training. And Jane was saying I wasn't allowed to drink tea. Now, I'm sure she makes some of this up.
So but, hang on, so you're not allowed to drink beer, tea...
Or smoke...
Eat anything
at all that I like or that resembles the taste of any kind of food. It's a nightmare. So what I do is I go, yeah, all right then. Then as soon as she walks out the door, what did I do?
Lit up a fag.
Yeah.
Put the kettle on.
Get into work and what am I drinking?
Tea.
Yeah. But I didn't have any beer last night then. But Pete, my mate, said to me, he goes, Chris, don't listen to a word she's saying. Seriously, mate, you'll lose all your charm. If you lose weight, you're going to lose your charm. You know, I've got to be very careful.
Live fast, die young. Leave a good-looking corpse.
Anyway, so I'm feeling good today. Speaking of Mark and Lard, by the way, their single of the week, the Vine Comedy single...
is ace.
Brilliant. Really, really good.
It's a grower.
No, it is a grower.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, it takes about three listens, but it's ace.
Yeah. You know that one?
Yeah.
Right. That one there. We're not allowed to play, are we?
Not yet, no.
Right, OK. But if we can, we will.
I'll ask.
Good.
Let's get behind it.
That's funny.
Visual joke 44.
It's me. And it's not what you thought, actually, by the way.
It's me behind the record. Look, right. I'm covering... Never mind. Anyway, their new album, Regeneration, comes out on March the 12th.
Sister's birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very exciting, mate. So, we've been talking about exercising all week, and lots of people have exercise videos out. And we were giving away some on the air the other day. Do I have the audio anymore? Do I? Of,
Phelps.
Yeah, can you have a look for the audio?
See,
the audio was of Vanessa Phelps's video and Patsy Palmer's video and, Denise Welcher video.
Yeah.
Carol Vorderman's going out, which is called the 28-Day Detox Diet Plan Master Stair Trepper something, I don't know. And I was watching a bit of that this morning, and you can't eat anything.
That's why they call it detox.
Yeah. And she's on the video there going, honestly, I don't go to the gym, I don't work out, you know, I drink a bit and I eat what I want, but every, like, 6 months I do this 28-day thing and look at me, I'm great. So I thought, well, let's see how good she is. So she's going to come in as well.
What,
later
today?
This afternoon. Yes. Carol Vorderperson. So lots of things to talk about today. It's going to be a busy show. Friday, normally, John Culshaw Day. Where is John? Find out in 2 minutes and 57 seconds. All kicking off. It's bedlam in the studio. There's people running around screaming, stuff like that. Lizzie's just thrown a big fat cat into loads of pigeons. Literally just outside on Great Portland Street.
Really?
Yeah.
Flapping away.
Unbelievable.
Meow, meow.
Wasn't that a great record? Was that Paul Simon?
What?
Flapping away. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was Fifth Dimension, wasn't it? In My Beautiful Balloon.
Yeah. Target audience.
Hello, reference.
Radcliffe might find it funny. Or
maybe.
Driving home.
A caller just phoned in and said, apparently going on a diet puts stress on your heart. Giving up smoking only adds to the stress. So one thing at a time.
So me and Will are thinking that we should maybe... actually, this is probably bad advice to be given out on the radio.
Why?
I was saying, you know, start again.
We're not telling anyone to smoke.
That's true, I suppose.
We do what we want to do, you do what you want to do.
No, but I'm sorry. There's a huge mountain of evidence that smoking is bad for you that you should give up. And one caller from the back of the road phones in. But
here's the thing that you can't deny. Smoking looks cool.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Chris, you can't say that on the air.
Why?
Because kids are listening and they might take it up and think, actually, no.
That's nothing to do with me. Stuff them. And you know what? I'll argue that with anybody that wants to have a go at me about it.
All right, smoking will make
If there are any children listening to this now who think that they should smoke because I smoke, then you're a moron and you don't deserve to listen to the show. Right? I've done my piece now. Corporate kiss-ass link gone. Now, I look great when I smoke.
I like the advert, actually. No, it's a good advert. If you smoke, you'll look like Chris Moyles. It's a great advert. It's a great advert.
You know, it's like kind of keeping kids away from the fire, isn't it?
I look great. Lizzie, right? Lizzie smokes, and she's gorgeous.
And she's too skinny, and she's got very... That's just smoking's done that.
And she's got very what?
Very small. They've stunted them. The smoking
Very
has.
Small legs?
No.
Ears?
Chest.
Hang on, you're having a go at me for talking about smoking, yet you just said that Lizzie's got no chest.
It's a smaller chest than perhaps she might have had if she wasn't such a committed smoker.
Are you saying that her breasts would be bigger if she didn't smoke?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Do you have any medical evidence to back this
claim?
Right.
I am not a doctor. That is rubbish advice, but I just thought I might say it for
talking
comedy.
So now, hang on, what about young schoolgirls that are listening to this thinking, I want bigger boobs, I'm going to go and buy some silk cut?
No, I didn't say it. It's the opposite.
Oh, that's true.
The opposite.
All right. Boobs is what they want, mate.
Exactly.
Boobs is what they want, apparently. Unbelievable.
Anyway, can I just say that smoking's got no relevance either way to the size of your breasts? That's official. Just thought I'd do that.
Well, we don't have to do that. Our listeners are not stupid, and if they are, then stuff them.
B&H aren't. Their lawyers aren't.
I must admit, my chest is feeling really tight at the moment from smoking. And in fact, bearing in mind I smoke a lot, I smoke way too much than I should do. And I've had 3 cigarettes today, and it's now 4:20.
That's good for you.
That's unbelievable for me. Mm. Normally, I don't get out of bed till I've had 5. I smoke 3 at once, do you know what I mean? I find it's, you know, I get through them quicker that way. And then a fellow phoned in, was he any kind of expert in fitness?
He'd read it in a woman's magazine.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Must be true, then.
Never, ever believe anything you read in women's magazines, by the way. In fact, all men listen to this. If your girlfriend or wife reads those magazines, you should throw them in the bin. Those magazines are evil. What?
The girlfriend.
Throw the magazines in the bin.
And the girlfriend.
Throw the girlfriend in the bin.
Afterwards.
Depends how big the bin is or how small your girlfriend is. I mean, if you're going out with a girl who is the size of a bin, then you can probably make a lot of money out of that. Do you know what I mean? Show her off. Sell her to a circus.
Yeah, incredible bin.
The incredible bin-sized lady.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I've got to do this very, very quickly, right?
Really quick.
Normally, Friday, John Culshaw is in, right?
Yeah.
You may have noticed that he's not on today. There is a specific reason for why he's not here.
Hello.
Hello, Spot.
How are you, mate?
I've been better.
Tell everybody what's wrong with you.
I've got chicken pox.
John, are you suddenly 7 years old again?
What?
Are you, Will says, are you suddenly 7 years old again?
Well, no, I never got chicken pox when I was a kid, and so I've got it now. And apparently, if you get chicken pox when you're grown up, it's awful.
Yeah, it's you've got to sort yourself out. He rang me last night, John, feeling really sorry for himself, and I know he rang Dave as well. I think he was just sitting in his flat going, I've got chicken pox, I'm really poorly, I don't like it.
Well, I've got no choice, but I've just got to stay indoors for, like, 10 days.
All right, so listen to this. Signs of chicken pox. Mild fever with cold-like symptoms.
Yeah.
Rash.
Yeah.
Fluid-filled blisters.
Nice. Yeah.
Lovely.
Crusts or scabs?
Not yet, but that's to come, I think.
All right, to prevent the spread of chicken pox, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Practice good hand-washing.
As opposed to bad hand-washing.
Cover your mouth with coughing and dispose of tissues immediately, which I know often when I go to your house, you have loads of tissues by the side of the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to dispose of those immediately, Jonathan.
Very well. Well, I'm listening to the show and thank you for cheering me up.
Baking soda baths. If you have bathed in baking soda, that will prevent the spread of chickenpox, according to Lizzie.
Yeah, I've heard that one. I've heard that, yeah. And, what else is that? I don't know. I can't even talk. I'm too sleepy and feeling crap.
Relaxation and stress reduction techniques are helpful when managing chronic pain.
Yeah. I've only had it for, like, 2 days. I know it's going to get much worse, but anyway. It sounds like I'm moaning now, and I shouldn't do that.
No. So this just sounds that all the listeners get to see an insight into what you're like off the air.
Yeah.
Grumpy old...
Well, you be careful, mate, with your chicken pox, right?
And thanks for phoning me up.
That's all right. We live lots.
You too, and I'll carry on listening through the rest of the programme.
He doesn't sound well, does he?
No.
I'm not.
John Chicken Pox Culshaw, ladies and gentlemen. Bye.
Get your vaccinations done to prevent this from happening to you.
All right, thank you very much.
He's a grumpy sod off the air, isn't he?
What, you've only just worked that one out?
2001 on Radio 1. More. Reading and Leeds. More. Notting Hill Carnival. More. Creamfields. More huge tunes. What?
Here is an instrument.
More tunes.
You are now entering a time warp.
2001 on Radio 1. More music. Radio 1.
And now, the pop version equivalent of me.
Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams looks good. And you haven't stopped smoking, have you, Robbie?
No, I haven't.
See?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, you've cut down, you've stopped smoking, haven't you?
I have,
you haven't cut down, you've stopped completely.
Yeah.
Will has almost stopped. But Rob, Williams, are you convinced? No, hang on, that's the wrong question.
You need no answer, mate.
Huh?
You need an answer that's no. For this to work.
Do you think Will will continue with his...
That doesn't work either.
Well, yeah, because I can go...
No.
And chop it like that. See?
Well done.
Thank you very much. Hey, it's my clip, mate. I know what he says. Lizzie's still smoking, I'm still smoking. By the way, Lizzie lies about how much she smokes.
She lies about everything, though.
We got in the car the other day to go training, because we go to this... We get in the car, and then we get there, and then we train. Shut up. And Jane goes, oh, Chris, have you been smoking? Lizzie had given me a cigarette. And by the way, I meant to say this yesterday, when you turned up to the park, and I was smoking,
yes,
right, and she told me off, right, Lizzie had two or three drags of that cigarette.
I saw her.
Did you see
her? Too, yeah.
Have you had anything like that before in your life, Robbie?
No, I haven't.
You see? Two-faced Lizzie. Right, this is Dr. Dre and Snoop Doggy Dogg. Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
It's the one and only Eagle Double G. Snoop
Dogg!
You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. You know the West Coast is back.
No, I haven't.
Hold up. Woman, to be thinking we saw.
Does he say hold my nuts in that?
Hold my nuts because I saw her in the mountain on the floor.
Woman, you got the sound effect of a horse. Now that's just like somebody farting. Dr. Dre, Snoop Doggy Dogg and the next episode. We're going to talk to Carol Vorderman in a bit and find out how fit she is and, you know, all that kind of stuff. She's fit, you know what I mean?
Rocking.
The woman's pushing 60.
Yeah.
She looks good. So she obviously knows about keeping in trim.
No.
All right. Rude Silver coming up. Here's News and Sport with Caroline and Philip. It's 4:30.
The social workers speak out over the internet twins.
Sport, Hemmer makes the fourth round in Melbourne.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.
The fate of the American twins bought by a British couple on the internet will be decided in the High Court in 9 days' time. In a statement, Flintshire County Council in North Wales said the girls are well after being taken into care late last night. Philip McGreevy from the council has been explaining why he took the babies away from Judith and Alan Kilshaw.
The legal steps are now in hand, which will place all of the issues, including the complex legal, practical, and international dimensions, before the High Court.
Bruce Grobbelaar is hinting he could start another legal battle against The Sun. He's unhappy with their coverage of the Court of Appeal ruling yesterday, which overturned the decision to clear him of match-fixing. His solicitor's been unavailable to confirm the threat, and The Sun says it hasn't received a writ, but the former Liverpool keeper, who faces court costs of more than £1 million, says it's not over yet.
It looks like that they might be getting another piece of paper, because I did win two criminal trials.
Princess Diana's former butler, Paul Burrell, is on police bail. He was arrested by police investigating the theft of one of her wedding presents. We're getting reports that Copenhagen Central Station's on fire. Danish police say a blaze has swept through the building after 40 containers of gas exploded. A British company using animals to test new medicines is facing closure because of animal rights protests. Huntingdon Life Sciences could lose a £22 million loan from the Royal Bank of Scotland because they have been targeted by activists. This man provides animals for research.
I'm an animal lover. I also love my children. If an animal has to be experimented on to save a child, then I think that is far more important.
A 39-year-old taxi driver who scooped £2 million in the National Lottery is vowing she'll continue behind the wheel. Shirley Garbutt from Beedale in North Yorkshire loves her job so much that she's going to use the money to expand the company.
Tim Hemman is through to the fourth round of the Australian Open in Melbourne after victory over Wayne Arthurs. The British number one lost the third set, 6-love, but recovered to win in four and says he's pleased with the way he played.
The first two sets were really pretty clinical stuff and I was very satisfied with that. Obviously a bit of a loss of concentration for a short period in the third set. All of a sudden Wayne picked up his game and got some confidence, so I had to, you know, regroup in the fourth and played much better.
Hemman now meets another Australian, Pat Rafter, for a place in the quarterfinals. Reigning champion Andre Agassi is also through, as is Pete Sampras. John Hartson has seen another big money move fall through. The Wimbledon striker's proposed £5 million switch to Coventry is off because Cedric Rossell doesn't want to join the Dons in a swap deal. And Sammy Hupia has committed himself to the Liverpool cause. The Finnish defender has signed a new deal, which will keep him at Anfield until 2005. I'm Philip Studd.
The weather, sleet or snow tonight in most places. Tomorrow, wintry showers and very cold. Mm. We'll update the news and the sport at 5 o'clock.
I was running in the snow today.
Where are you now?
Yeah, seriously, telling you. I'm getting there.
Did you have a fluffy little hat on your head?
No, I was wearing a hooded tracksuit.
Looked like a Yeti.
I look good, though.
I'm sure you did.
Hey, Carolyn.
Are you 2 stone lighter already?
No.
Just 1.5.
Carolyn.
Yes, go on.
Would you like to come down to the studio and feel my muscles?
Not at this moment, but...
Oh, okay. Right.
But thanks for the offer. Mm.
Philip?
Yes? I wouldn't say no, necessarily.
All right, see you in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Legs or arms, which one do you think he'll go for? Radio
1. Two from the top, one from the bottom.
He ain't touching my bottom muscle.
No,
no thanks. Yeah, you're all right. B15 Project, Girls Like Us, Radio 1. Before that, Rudy Silver and Touch Me. I'm Chris Moyle, saviour of Radio 1. This is Comedy Dave.
Howdy.
Who has given up smoking.
Thank you.
Martin from Tunbridge says giving up smoking has a sizeable effect on a gentleman's manhood.
I've heard that, actually.
Don't know how true it is.
It's very true.
What?
It's absolutely true.
And how long have you been off the ciggies now, Will?
No, it's not this time round. When I gave up before for 9 months.
Woof! What do you mean, woof?
He's correct. That's all I'm going to say to you. He is correct. Okay, right. Because you've increased circulation.
And because we're all getting fit for 2001, one of the videos that we've got is Carol Vorderman's video, and here she is now. Look.
Hey.
Hello, lovely Carol.
How are you? Oh, do you know?
What?
There's not a bit of fruit in that green room, is there? I've just been looking in your fridge.
There's a chocolate machine.
There's
yeah.
Guinness and ice cubes and a chocolate machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And nothing else.
Well, you know, we're young, crazy kids. How are you, Carol?
I'm very well.
It's been a very long time.
It's very nice to see you.
It's been a long time.
It's been 18 years, probably.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time I saw you, wasn't it? When you were my little helper. Chris Moores used to answer the phones
18
on
years
my
ago.
Local radio
It wasn't 18
program.
Years ago.
It was.
It wasn't.
You were about seven. How old are you now?
26.
Well, there you go. You were very young.
I wasn't seven.
Well, you were eight then.
I was older than that.
No, I don't think you were. You were ever so cute and so nice. You really were. He used to answer my phone.
Hey, hang on a second. Surely I've only got cuter with age. Fatter. I've got bigger, yeah. I've put on loads of weight.
And are you really going to...
I was now 9 pounds, 3 ounces.
Are you really going to look like Robbie Williams by April?
No. Well, I'm training.
I'll
I'm doing well.
In April, if you look like
but
Robbie
this,
Williams.
This yeah, woman well, I'm drawing on my arm bit by bit so I can have the tattoo thing going on.
But the woman that's helping her, she's a fitness expert. She's not a surgeon.
A magician.
I have done more training than you have so far, so don't start.
Yeah. He's doing very well, Lizzie told me.
Oh, he's doing very well, actually. Yeah, proud of him.
We're very proud of you, Chris.
Really?
Mum's proud of you.
How is your mum?
My mum's... my mum, she's listening, actually.
Yeah, so's mine.
Yes.
She's already rung up.
It's like all our yesterdays. Aww.
My mum rang up because Carol and I go way back.
Explain this.
Carol used to do a show on my local on the local radio station in Leeds.
Yeah.
And...
For children.
I went down, yeah. And I went down and answered the phones one week.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And his mum and my mum have been big buddies ever since.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
Carol got a bit turny and didn't really stay in touch, but the mum, Jean's been lovely. The success hasn't gone through her head at all. Hey, blimey. So you're right, are you well?
I am, yeah. I'm going to get you on this detox thing as well, you see. That's
well, no.
No,
you're not, because I was watching your video, and no way in hell that I'm going to do that.
Yeah, no, it'd be every way in heaven, frankly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on.
Where
your headphones
they?
There? Yeah.
No.
Well, Dan,
right. Because one of the things that we've done, there's a list of what foods you can't eat.
That's good.
And what foods you can eat, yeah. Right? And I must admit, I was very surprised by the list. This is the list of from Carol's video.
Yeah, the detox video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a list of foods that you can't eat. You ready?
These are the rules, the foods
And this is what you can eat. Right.
Okay, it's a long list. And we start with fruit. Now, you can eat any kind of fruit that you like. Try some exotic
bananas, melons.
Don't
papaya.
Eat too many bananas.
No, right. Well,
vegetables,
not too many.
Loads and loads of them in your supermarkets. But only eat potatoes in moderation if you can.
Yeah, so that's about
Jaffa Cakes. They're really, really
Jaffa
good
for stomach.
Juices, fantastic. You can buy them ready-made or freshly squeezed.
Jaffa Cakes, I didn't know were good for you, Carol.
Chips are really, really good
chips.
For you. The more chips, the better, especially with lots of tommy sauce.
Soups. Try soups.
Tommy sauce
take them to
good.
Work with.
Is it?
From vegetables, lentils, chickpeas, whatever you want. Now, millet, grain and quinoa are possibly...
What? Millet, grain and quinoa? Were they a band in the 60s?
Ginola.
Yeah, he's a football
David
player.
Is, God, yeah, he'd be good.
Yeah, he'll keep you fit.
Two foods you haven't tried before, but go and buy them from your health food shop and see what you think.
Yes,
whole grain rice, not white rice.
Not white rice.
No, not white rice. It's not
great. Pints of lager.
Pints
now,
of lager.
These are really good if you want to pull members of the opposite sex. But do remember, if you do have lots of pints of lager, you have to wash it down with a nice kebab.
Fresh herbs, or in fact,
so it's quite surprising, actually. Now, here's another lovely bit of the video, which is really nice, because, you know, when you're dieting, sometimes you want a little snack, and your advice for this is immense.
And for snacks, try some seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower.
Seeds?
Birds eat seeds.
Oh, what? No.
Budgies.
So you fancy a snack, you have a seed.
No, you don't. You have a bowl, right? And in your bowl, you have cashew nuts and Brazil nuts and seeds and sultanas and things.
Oh, well, here's it. This is, you say you talk about nuts here.
And nuts, almonds, Brazil nuts, peanuts, but nothing that's.
Donuts? Are they all right? Are your donuts fine?
As long as they're made with almonds, yeah.
Right, okay. Right. Unbelievable.
We want a second opinion on your eating list.
Why?
Well, because it just doesn't sound fun.
It is, though. It's fantastic. And I tell you what, you lose... You know that kind of bloated look, Chris Moyles, that some people get?
Are you looking at me?
No, it wasn't, actually. I was looking at the video then. And, it all goes. All the bloat goes. It's not like cutting down on calories, this detox thing. It's something
Your detox
more.
Thing is insane.
My what?
This diet is insane.
It's not insane.
How you have to insane? Scrub your skin twice a day with a brush. All over.
All over is fantastic. Have you never done that?
No.
No, well...
Scrub my skin from head to toe with a brush?
Because you're too Catholic.
Wow.
I know.
Right, here's the list of foods that you're not allowed to eat.
Foods not to eat. These are the big no-nos.
Right.
Okay, we start with meat.
What?
That's everything gone.
It's only for 28 days.
That's 90% of my diet.
Not even well, chicken. We
can not see. Even chicken.
No, not even
I'm
chicken.
Afraid.
And added to that, fish.
Fish?
No, not fish.
No, fish weigh nothing.
Not
they
one.
Float in the sea. How yeah.
Sugar puffs.
Yeah. Candy floss. How light is that in your hand? How could that... It doesn't even weigh a pound.
They are off your menu for the next 28 days. Right. Avoid ready-made meals.
Yeah.
That means you've got to cook.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I know. Or go to...
This is a chick's diet, isn't
KFC?
It?
Well, it's obviously not one that's going to suit you very... You get on it. You get on that and you feel fantastic. And right. You would look like Robbie Williams by April. You would.
I don't
You're
know about that.
You
look more like Robbie Coltrane by April.
Yeah, all right.
Cut my life into pieces. This is...
Right! She all right, then?
It's a bit noisy, that, isn't it, that one? Who was that?
Papa Roach.
Oh, goodness me.
You know Papa Roach.
No, not at all.
He used to be in charge of the
Papa
Smurfs.
Roach. No, I like Radiohead and I love David Gray. Isn't he gorgeous?
You don't like Radiohead at all, do you?
I do.
No, you don't. You're just saying that.
I do.
No,
and
you don't.
Stereophonics I like.
Yeah, Stereophonics, yeah, fine. David Gray, fine. Radiohead, I wouldn't say so.
Yeah, they are good.
Have you got their last album?
Yeah.
Which was called?
Kid A.
Which has got the best of Radiohead. Carol Vorderman is here. Looking very... You are looking very good at the moment.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I've said lots of nice things about you on the air.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like
Thank
what?
God you obviously haven't been listening.
Like what?
I think, seriously, you're a piece of ass at the moment.
Don't, is that a compliment?
Well, yes, yeah, it is, yes.
Of the highest order.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You can very good.
Yeah. Well, I'm after a younger man now, obviously, so...
Well, exactly, so I believe.
Really?
What's wrong? You can't keep a man? What's your problem? What's going on?
He's wearing
Don't
him out.
Start.
No, I said, I'll have an affair. I think we should have an affair.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, are you married now?
No.
You've got a girlfriend, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's incidental.
Better keep your mother happy.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I consider you more like, you know, a little baby brother, really, rather than anything else. That's the problem. The incest.
Carol. Yes, I have grown up since last time you saw me. You know what I mean?
And your voice has got deeper.
Damn right.
Hey.
Yeah.
Baby. You sound almost as low as Barry White, don't you now? Can you do Barry White? Love. Go on.
Have you been drinking today?
No, of course I haven't been drinking.
Makes a change.
It has been said.
One for the top.
You are, see, you're reliving your youth, aren't you?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You think you are?
It's great.
Are you happy?
I'm very happy, thank you very much, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Are you concerned about me or something?
I am, well, no, not really.
No, I'm very happy.
But with everything that... When you started wearing, you know, sexier outfits...
Yeah.
But let's be said, you've worn some frumpy crap on Countdown over the years. You really have. You wore some awful clothes. And now, this is what I imagine. You've now got a bit more money, right? And now you have, you know, people picking stuff out for you. Am I right?
Bit, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it might be right.
Yeah. Well, they say, well, let's go to this shop, and we troll down. Yeah.
They go, really. Mr. Byright isn't you, Carol. Keep walking. I saw that. I saw it all coming.
Did you?
I predicted it all.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I tell you what, I'm 40 now, and I feel better now than I ever have done, so... There we are. You see, there's hope for you yet.
Yeah, I think you're looking better.
Do you think so?
I think it's the best you've ever looked.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I really do.
Oh, piece of ass, huh?
Piece of you what? Piece of ass.
Not allowed meat on the teeth.
Not for a month, anyway.
That's right, Chris Pals is in.
What day now are we in? Hey, it's the 19th of January. I'll give you a call in a week and a half. All right, OK, well, we're going to play a trailer and then... what have we got to do?
What are you going to do? Come on.
We haven't really planned this, as you can see.
No. What time have you got to get off?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm busy here.
Well, so I believe.
Yeah.
Seen some of the outfits you're wearing. It's like a for rent sign sticking out.
Is it? You're not very nice here, are you?
I am being nice. Oh, come. I'm actually holding back. I'm holding back on some of the stuff that I want to say to you.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because you're friend, and you know, I don't want you to. Last time you saw me, I was about 10. You know, so that, you know, it's going to be a bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
If I give you the normal treatment that I want to give to guests.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're just completely rude. But there's a difference between
I'm not
being...
rude, though. That's
no,
the
but
thing.
There's a difference between being rude and being roguishly charming.
He's neither of them.
And what am I being?
She's damn rude.
No. I'd say I'm being roguishly charming myself.
Right.
Richard White is mad, isn't he? He is mad. Is he mad? He is completely insane, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is. There's something not right there.
Happy.
Well, of course he's happy.
Mm.
The guy's come a long way and a little talent.
But he is lovely. Have you met him recently?
Yeah, well, he was on the show just before Christmas, yeah.
I was, about his book.
Yeah.
About him off.
Him off, yeah.
Him off the telly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of thought it meant someone else.
I didn't. I knew it was him off. Mm. Him off the telly.
Him off the telly, that's right, yeah.
Well, actually, it should be off of the telly.
No, because he told me a story years ago when he was in, you know, Betty's in Harrogate. You know, that little hill near Betty's in Harrogate. He's walking down.
I'm 26
there.
Years old.
And you know Betty's in Harrogate. And these two ladies are walking
parlor,
up towards
the
him. Right, and no, they were going, oh, that's him off. Ooh, 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 that's him off. Ooh, that's him off. And they stopped right in front of him. And one said to the other, I know, that's him off the sumo wrestling. And he was devastated.
The sumo wrestling?
Sumo wrestling, yeah.
The hell is that?
Sumo wrestling?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I've never seen it on telly.
On Channel 4.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And by the way, can I just congratulate you from the fantastic body of television that you've done?
Why?
And then my favourite piece of TV you ever did was the chess.
With Kasparov and Shirley.
I thought that was great. When you presented the World Chess Championships, that was great. I hope you fired the agent that you got you that gig and talked you into doing that.
Well, I met some very nice people when I was doing it.
What, chess players?
Well, no, the production company, they were very good, but I was a bit embarrassed about
it. You presented a show about chess?
Yeah. What? Oh, no, you haven't got a bit, no.
What bit to play? Oh, nice move.
Yeah.
There's no clips to play. There is, luckily.
Action shots.
Right, so I'll talk to you in a bit. So you're going to hang around over 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
All right, OK.
I'll hang around till April.
OK. Charlie's Angels, come on. Well, we're off the air at 5:45, so... but you hang around till April if you really want to. Question, tell me what you think. Destiny's Child at Radio 1. Carol Vorderman is here and she's telling us how we can stay fit and get fit for 2001.
Mm. Get slim.
Get slim. Mm. Well, fit mainly
healthy.
For me.
Healthy. Yeah. Healthy.
All right.
Yeah.
But now while the news is on, we're going to go for a quick beer and a cigarette. Radio 1. David Morales is coming up, but we'll also play Storm When It's Time to Burn. Here's Karen and Philip with News and Sport at 5 o'clock.
The Internet Twins case goes to the High Court next week.
In sport, Hemen makes the fourth round down under.
Radio 1 News Beat.
The Welsh couple who bought American twins on the Internet say they're prepared to go all the way to get their babies back. Flintshire County Council in North Wales took the girls away last night after worries over the case. It now intends to apply to make the children wards of court next week. But Alan Kilshaw says he and his wife Judith reckon that may actually help them get the girls back.
I don't see that as necessarily a damaging step as far as our case is concerned, as it will give us a breathing space for a court to consider the right outcome of the case.
Hundreds of people have joined the funeral procession of the Siamese twin Mary, who's been buried on the Mediterranean island of Gozo. She died during an operation to save her sister Jodie in Manchester. Bruce Grobbelaar has hinted he could start another legal action against The Sun. He's unhappy with their coverage of the Court of Appeal ruling yesterday that he'd been involved in match fixing. Tony Blair has paid tribute to President Clinton a day before he leaves the White House after two terms in office. The Prime Minister said he'd been a fine president and a true friend of Britain.
Tim Hemmer will play Ozzy.
Aussie favourite Pat Rafter for a place in the quarterfinals of the Australian Open after a four-set win over Wayne Arthurs in Melbourne. Arthurs threatened a comeback, taking the third set 6-love, but Hemman recovered his form and joins Agassi and Sampras in the fourth round. John Hartson says he's staying at Wimbledon until the end of the season after the collapse of his £5 million move to Coventry. And Nick Faldo has shown the form that saw him win six majors at the South African Golf Championship. He shot a second round 65 to stand just one shot behind leader Dean Robertson on 11 under par. I'm Philip Studd.
The weather, sleet and snow in most places tonight. Tomorrow, wintry showers and very cold again. Next from us in 45 minutes, the very latest on the internet twins, Will Grobb sue the Sun, plus the seven-year-old footballer who's wanted by Wolves. That's all on Newsbeat at 5.45.
Grobs!
As in Grobbelaar. How was your fag anyway?
I haven't had it yet. Oh. Why did you say Grobs instead of...
I said Grob, sue the Sun.
Why do you talk like... You know, you're a great journalist, right? And a reasonable newsreader. But when you do them teas into Newsbeat, you sound like you're taking headlines out of Sunday Sport. Will Grob sue? What?
They're not that bad, are they?
Was he grob smacked, all that kind of stuff?
OK, will Mr. Grobbelaar be taking legal action against the Sun newspaper?
Now, that's better. Yeah, wasn't that a lot better, Carol?
It'd be like that on ITV, of course. But, you know, the BBC stuff.
But this is the BBC, OK.
I know, yeah.
We're being a bit ITV.
What are you two women talking about?
We understand. Radio
1. Go eat some seeds. Because, if you want a snack, Dave...
See. I was going to bring you in an oat cake, actually.
Oh, yummy, great. And, of course, raisins. Bring some to work and have a little raisin snack halfway through your work day.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have. I don't want to see it. Storm and Time to Burn before that, David Morales.
It's time to burn.
I'm needing you. So, Carol Vorderman is here, and we're just sweet-talking her into coming to the pub later.
Now, hang on, she's in to promote a detox.
I know.
Yeah, but you're not on detox at the moment. You do it once every 6 months, don't you?
I'm kind of half. I've done it for 2 weeks now, and I don't really need to kind of stick to it for any longer than that, because I've done it so many times now.
Yeah, you see.
But there you are. So, this pub, then...
Yeah, we're not going to say where it is on the air.
No.
Because all the Carol Vorderman fans will come down.
Yeah, obviously.
Are you...
the empty, then.
Have you got cult status with those students?
Well, Countdown, I don't, but Countdown does. Right. They love Richard. God, they go crazy for Richard.
I know.
They come in the studio, you know, the Countdown studio, and the girls, they rush down from the seats to give him a kiss, big snogs, all the time. He loves it.
You see the girls in the audience dressing him with their eyes.
They do. They do. He's very, very
popular. Take that tie off, put on something else.
Take off or something.
Alan, when did you start doing...
You get that, then?
What?
The girls, do they eye you up and down?
Oh, yeah. Takes them about an hour to go all the way around the frame. When did you start doing Countdown?
When?
Yeah.
18 years ago, 1982.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's quite scary.
It's the first thing on Channel 4, wasn't it?
It's the first show on Channel 4, and in fact, in April, we're doing our 3,000th Countdown. It's a lot, isn't it? 3,000.
Yeah. Hell of a lot.
It's more than two, anyway. Mm. So, so we're looking forward to that. It'll be good.
They're making a documentary about it as well.
Are they?
They are.
Which I think they've asked me to be interviewed for.
Oh, no. You'll be cut out, don't worry.
Hey, listen, they better not do, because I don't do any of those shows.
Oh! You know those shows... I'm going to say something about it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You can't, you're on holiday.
You know, I was invited by Carol...
Yeah.
...to go and see the recording of Countdown one day.
Yeah?
Because, and your
I think
nephew,
you were three at the time, were you?
I think your nephew was going to be there as well.
Yeah.
And
he's a similar age to you, he's a few years older, yeah.
And I turned it down because I went to see Peter Powell on the Radio and Roadshow in Scarborough.
Oh. Weren't you nice then?
No, not really. The show was dreadful. I should have gone to see Countdown. Peter Powell, for God's sake.
You were nice then.
I still am nice now.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
So how much money are you worth? You must be worth a fortune.
I am.
You really must be worth a fortune.
I am.
We've got a list of shows that you've done.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I know. Oh. Yeah, it is unbelievable.
Stars in Their Lives.
Yeah.
Millionaire Celebrity Special. Day of Promise. Pride of Britain Awards. Yeah. Better Gardens.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Testing to Destruction.
Yeah.
Find a Fortune.
Yeah.
Give a Pet a Home, which was one of my favourites.
With Matthew Kelly. Yeah.
Dream House. Whatever will they think of next? Better Homes.
Yeah.
Antiques Inspectors.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, that, yeah.
Mysteries with Carol Vorderman, yeah. Which didn't last long, but what
yeah.
can you do?
That was good. Two series, that one, yeah.
Hot Gadgets.
Yeah.
Computers Don't Bite.
Yeah.
Breaking Glass. That's when you just stood in the street and dropped bottles on the floor, wasn't it? The Hypnotic Experience. Postcards from Down Under.
Yeah.
How To.
Oh, yep. With Fred Dinage, who's lovely.
Television adverts. Carphone Warehouse. First Plus.
No, Benicol, that's radio. Margarine. Yeah.
Carol Vorderman's Puzzle Challenge.
Yeah.
How much money? How much money do you earn?
I'm not telling you.
Wow. How much
work
did you,
hard.
How much did you used to get for doing that Sunday show on Radio Air?
Oh, now I must have got about 15 quid, I think.
Though. Wow.
I know. That's quite a lot.
And now you don't get out of bed for less than 15 grand. Money.
Why, how much do you earn, anyway?
Not half as much as you.
No, really?
No, well, you know, it's a well-known fact in the entertainment industry. You can't earn that much money for a job these days because you've taken it all.
How is radio paying nowadays? Is it good?
Generally, poxy.
Is it?
This place plays it.
Is that why you can't go to trendy bars and you have to go to pubs instead?
No, I'm telling you, you don't do trendy bars.
Don't
you? You've got to stay.
Well,
it's so passe.
You've got to stay down with the people.
Yeah, well, I don't go anywhere. I don't go out.
You liar.
I don't. I stopped going out about...
You'd have been asking us which parties are the best ones to go to.
After the Brit Awards. That's one time I'm going.
If you want to be cool, you go to the Brits, you go straight home, you get a good night's sleep. It's the new sleep is the new rock and roll.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really not.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Well, maybe just... No. We middle-agedies. We've got... I mean, if you go, you know, you go out, you dress
Listen,
up
tell you
night.
What,
you
come out with us tonight.
Do you?
We'll take you around some really good pubs.
Yeah.
Right, get you a bag of chips and the night bus home. Yeah. That's a proper night out in London. None of this, you know, Met Bar, China Whites, whatever.
Oh, no, I don't know. I've never been there.
You know.
That's all arse.
Yosho House, whatever.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
No, I don't do those.
No, just normal. Right, okay.
Yeah.
What do you drink when you go out?
Champagne.
Right, you got to stop doing
change.
That.
Change.
Right, you're white wine for the lady.
White wine.
Or Campari soda or
white
something like that.
White wine and lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
No.
Half a lager you can have.
No, I don't like lager. I'll tell you what, I'll have a mineral water with fresh lime.
Oh, forget it, love. You're not coming out with
We're not paying money for that.
You must be joking. That's like a rabbit's drink. Unbelievable.
So what do you drink then? Is that Guinness in the fridge yours then?
No, it's not. I don't know who's
ice
it.
Cubes
That's
Guinness.
Probably Joe Wiley's.
Mm. Oh, is it?
Yeah, the woman's got a Guinness problem. She's unbelievable. She can't do it. She can't do a show without it.
Can't she?
Oh, terrible Guinness problem.
Dear.
You know, and it always has that effect afterwards.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The studio stinks when you come in here.
Oh,
sorry.
That is not roguishly charming to say things like that.
Carol, it's lovely to see
rude.
You.
It's rude.
Really nice to see
and you.
You are looking great.
Thank you.
Right, good luck with finding a toy boy. I'm sure you will. I'll be queuing up. So Robbie Williams will be on the phone straight away now that you've shown an interest.
What, again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your video, your 28
detox day diet number
Stepmaster.
One in the charts, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's doing really well. Yeah.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. And people now, you see, they've been on it because it's been for sale for about 3 weeks. They've been on it 2 weeks. They're all phoning up. They're feeling fantastic. You see, you'd love it. Oh, excuse me. You'd love it.
Carol just broke wind.
I did not. I knocked the microphone.
It's one of the side effects of all that. So seeds and stuff.
My mother would be disgusted with you. You do not say to a woman, oh, you just broke wind. I know what you probably say.
Oh, come on. Like, you don't let one rip from time to time.
Never.
If you're eating all this healthy food, you're going to be farting like there's no tomorrow.
Supposed to say that's not roguishly charming.
Carol Vorderman, are you trying to tell me you have never lay in bed in the morning and lying on a Sunday, let one rip, lifted up duvet and gone, woo?
No.
You liar! Come on, you have.
I have never done that.
You charming rogue.
Have you ever walked out of a cubicle in the toilets, past somebody coming in and gone, I wouldn't go in there if I were you?
No.
I bet you have.
No. No, you see, you're living in your... You think that people or everyone does that. But it's only you, actually.
No, it's everyone.
No, it's you. You are, I mean, you are quite cute. Give us a little smug.
Have you ever belched your own name?
Little dimple.
Have you ever had a big swig of something and go, Carol?
No.
I'll teach you all these things.
Is that later, is it?
If you play your cards right. I'll take you on a romantic night out of belching and breaking wind.
Lighting your own farts, all that. It's great.
Carol, let me see.
I'll put my taxi home immediately.
Exactly. Good. All right. Thank you for coming in. Give our love to Richard Whiteley.
And good luck on your fitness thing.
Yeah.
I'll be coming back in April to check you.
You can be coming down the pub with us at 6 o'clock. Carol Vorderman, everybody. Kleptomaniacs, it's called All I Do. You know what a kleptomaniac is?
Someone that steals.
No, they're obsessed with kleps.
What is a klep?
Paper klep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. Bulldog klep.
Right.
Hair klep.
So like hair a klep. Horse, you know, klepity klep.
No, that's just stupid.
Radio 1. 2001. The Brit Awards. Best British newcomer. Radio 1. 1. It's your choice. This is your chance to vote for the Radio 1 Best British Newcomer at the Brit Awards 2001.
We got some rules around here.
Radio 1. Choose your favourite from the following to decide who goes forward to the final set of nominations. It's your choice. Coldplay.
I like Coldplay, yeah.
Loader.
Here we go. I like Top Loader. Yeah. They're good.
Badly Drawn Boy.
Nice hat. Nice guy.
Doesn't wash.
What?
Doesn't wash it.
No, he does.
Muse.
Great.
Yeah.
Death in Vegas.
I shook. He got out.
Newcomer. You know what I mean?
Fresh.
We've only been around for 6 months, Death in Vegas.
You'll decide the best British newcomer at the 2001 Brit Awards on February the 26th.
What?
To register your vote, call 08700 100 100 or visit Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. 2001, the Brit Awards. Best British newcomer. On Radio 1. 1. It's your choice.
Radio 1. Radio 1.
So 08700 100 100 and listen to whatever they say on there.
If you want to vote for the Brit Awards Best British Newcomer, press...
We know all that.
Yeah.
Or you can go to Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Vote for the Brits. So what do you think?
What?
Should I have an affair with Carol Vorderman?
Get the key behind meter.
Really? What, you think you like her?
Oh, I think she's lovely.
Yeah, she is nice. Lizzie, what do you think?
I think she looks very, very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, she looks wicked.
Do you not think that perhaps Carol should have a say in having an affair with you?
No. Hey, listen, you know, that's like a dream come true for someone like her. She's been after me for years, mate. Trust me. It looks like now, finally, I might just have to give in. It's 5:25, Radio 1, Friday afternoon. I'm Chris Moyles. This is Dave.
Howdy.
Will.
Hiya.
Lizzie.
Hiya.
And if you're listening to Lizzie's quiz the other day, which is how much do we all know about girls... Rubbish it was. Will has done one to find out how much Lizzie knows about boys. Hey. Hey. And we'll play Will's quiz after the next record. Guess what the quiz is called? Go on, have a guess.
Macho Man.
That's right.
There you go. Coming next. You are now entering a time. Atiris.
Bless you.
And Spaced Invader. Space Invader. For fans of Pete Tong, you'll be pleased to know that the money-grabbing lazy get has decided to turn up for work tonight. We'll be on at 6 o'clock.
About time.
Unbelievable. He's like, you know, he was meant to be on last week.
But he couldn't be asked.
Well, the rumour was his missus wouldn't let him come back from holiday. They always go for a little caravanning holiday.
Right.
In Canvey Island.
Right.
And apparently Mrs. Tong goes, oh, you're not going back to work! No! Because that's how she talks. after a few drinks.
Is it a large caravan?
What do you mean by that? You're trying to say
No.
Whoa, man.
No.
Are you saying tongue is nice and it's chubby?
No.
You were so lucky he wasn't listening to that.
Thanks, Liz.
Well.
Yeah.
Tell us what your quiz is all about.
It's a Macho Man quiz.
You're right.
It's a test for Lizzie.
Yeah.
But I think the questions are quite tough. So we're going to let Dave join in and see if he can do any better or if Lizzie can beat Dave.
Nicely explained.
Thanks very much. I've encapsulated it, I think.
So it's a quiz about how much we know about men.
It's manly man questions, yeah.
Manly man questions.
Yeah.
And the quiz is called...
Macho Man.
Hey, 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 1, 2, 3, 4. Macho, macho man. So when you know what the answer is, you shout your name out. So Dave will shout out.
Dave.
And Lizzie will shout out.
Lizzie.
Because it's multiple choice, I think it's better if we do alternate questions. I was just thinking.
Oh, OK. All right, then.
It doesn't work with multiple choice, does
it? Fine, do that, then.
OK, first question for Lizzie, then.
You're getting in the microphone, then.
First question for Lizzie, then.
OK. Right.
Where would you find a chuck? A, on a motorbike. B, on a drill. C, on a computer.
B, on a drill.
Yes!
Well done.
Dave.
Macho, Lizzie.
Are you keeping score?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Dave. If a bloke had been putting it about a bit, he might suffer from NSU. What does it stand for? Near State Ultra Parenthesis.
Now you understand why I got him to read out the questions?
Non-specific urethritis, neurospinitis untreatable.
I'd go for B. No, the urethritis one. Uretha Franklin.
Yes!
Lizzie, what is the average life expectancy of a man born in 1975? A, 69 years. B, 70 years. C, 71 years.
C, 71 years.
It's 70 years.
Oh.
70 Comedy years. Dave, complete the following male sexist joke. Why do brides wear white at the wedding?
I must admit, I've never heard this joke before.
Why do brides wear white
at their wedding?
I don't know, so you can distinguish them from the groom. I don't know.
Lizzie's reckon she knows.
Bonus to Lizzie, then.
It's not repeating.
Oh, okay, well, no.
Oh, in that case, it's wrong.
Oh, I know what you're
saying. Why do brides wear white at the wedding? Will?
So they'll match the rest of the domestic appliances.
He never said the joke was funny, to be fair.
No, I didn't.
I like Lizzie's interpretation.
Do you reckon your girlfriend will wear white at your wedding?
No, I think
so. That'd be fraud, wouldn't it?
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Lizzie's question. What manly... Hello? Oh, my headphones have died.
What manly gadget?
Yeah, sorry, my headphones died. What manly gadget is TiVo? Is it a new type of video recorder? Is it a new model of car? Or is it the latest shaving system?
What was A and B again?
Oh, jeez.
Model of video recorder, a new model of car, or latest shaving system?
Latest shaving system.
What is it? It's a new type of video recorder.
Well, bear in mind, it's called TiVo.
TV.
Clues are in the questions.
Right, question for Dave. The Hegu, H-E-G-U point, can
what?
Be massaged.
Don't look at the answers.
Don't look at the answers.
The answers are not on there.
They are. No, they're not, actually. The Hegu point can be massaged to relieve headaches, but where is it? The base of the foot, the hand, or the back of the neck?
I'd go for the base of the foot.
Wrong.
Must admit, I haven't gone for that.
Can we pass it over to see if I win it?
No.
No, there's only two choices left. It's the hand. Lizzie, this one has got no... You've got to get this straight away. There's no answer.